Before we get there, though, I am at 8 minutes past nine, exquisitely poised on the horns of a dilemma. At this time yesterday, I took a talkback call from Kevin, who is in Fremantle, told us he was from Melbourne, and then went on to introduce himself as Kevin Bracken, who is President of the Trades Hall Council, Secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia, and proceeded over the course of 10 vigorous minutes of argument to tell me that he didn't believe in the official explanations for the collapse of the World Trade Center, and that if we were to have a proper debate about the war in Afghanistan, we also had to have a proper debate about 9/11. It was a, what do I say, feisty exchange. And to my absolute astonishment, Kevin Bracken has called in again this morning demanding a right of reply. Good morning to you, Kevin Bracken.
G'day, John. And I, first of all, I just want to thank you for inviting me on the show yesterday.
I took you as a talkback caller, but let's just...
No, I sent you an email on a press release and you invited me to ring up. You provided the phone number and the time, and that's what I did. I replied.
Kevin, that's a standard response. That's a standard response saying whether you're calling in about bushfires or you're calling in about traffic cameras or you're calling in about what you called in about, the standard response is feel free to raise it on talkback, and that's just a courtesy. But either way, I yesterday was dismissive of you, and I noticed that it, in fact, took on a bit of a life of its own yesterday. I don't for a moment want to revisit the issues. On the other hand, if I don't talk to you this morning, you'll say I'm censoring your rights of free speech, won't you?
No, I'm just very grateful that you did it, and you allowed this to be aired on the news in this country, because it's been ignored. And the trouble is, you know, people like yourself set the agenda for politicians and they all fall into line. So, but I'm just ringing today, not as the Victorian Trades Hall Council President or the Secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia, but as Kevin Bracken myself, and I just want to state the official theory as to what happened on September 11 doesn't stand up to scientific scrutiny. That's a fact.
You know, this was raised, Kevin. This is what happened at question time yesterday in federal parliament. The first question raised by the opposition to the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, in question time in parliament yesterday was this.
My question is to the Prime Minister. I refer to the comments of Kevin Bracken, President of the Victorian Trades Hall Council and member of the Port Melbourne branch of the Labor Party.
Josh Frydenberg,
in relation
Victoria.
To the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center on September the 11th, 2001, and I quote, I believe the official story is a conspiracy theory that doesn't stand up to scientific scrutiny. If the Prime Minister finds these comments as offensive as most right-thinking Australians, what action will the Prime Minister take to discipline Mr. Bracken and send a message to others that such remarks are unacceptable?
Order. Prime Minister.
Thank you very much, and I thank the member for what I understand to be his first question and congratulate him for his election to this place. On his question, obviously I don't agree with the remarks. Obviously they are stupid and wrong. I think the member was in the House yesterday when I gave my Prime Minister's statement on Afghanistan. I would refer him to that. That is my view, obviously. It is the view of the Labor Party. If the member wants to research our policy that goes through our national conferences and other places, then he will find that outlined, our view about the conflict in Afghanistan and why Australia is...
And on and on it went in Parliament yesterday. In fact, it ended up in uproar. Kevin Bracken, the Prime Minister says you're wrong and stupid, but you, again today, want to put your head up for people to whack you around the ears, do you?
Yeah, because for too long, people like yourself have stifled public debate in this country. And I thank you for letting me air it yesterday, and I stand by what I said. The official story does not stand up to scientific scrutiny, and I'm only too happy to debate you on it. And if it's so ridiculous, you know, why don't you debate me on it, John?
Because it's so ridiculous. You just explained it yourself. You know, your remarks have been reported in the Daily Telegraph, online, around the world. There's been vigorous commentary and polling, and you have completely covered yourself in ridicule. And by calling in again today, you'll do the same.
Oh, no, the polling's about 50-50, so maybe not, mate. It's about 50% support for what I said, okay?
I make so it absolutely not, clear to listeners. I have not sought you out today, Kevin Bracken. You have yet again popped your head up and said, I'm pleased with all of this. Let's make that absolutely clear.
Yep, I am. And that's what, as I said, unions have, they debate ideas. They don't dictate to their members. They actually throw around ideas. They're debated. And there's resolutions made according to them.
And the fact that from the Prime Minister to the opposition leader to your colleagues in the trade union movement, everybody in any serious position in public life has run a million miles from you and described you in most uncomplimentary terms.
Because, John, unfortunately, cowards like yourself have set the political agenda in this country for too long. All right? You attacked me yesterday when I was off the air without a right of reply, and I ask you again to debate me on it.
No, I won't. So who was behind? I did ask you, and you didn't say yesterday, your conspiracy theory, which version of it do you subscribe to, just so that we're clear?
I don't know who was responsible for it.
You sure?
I know that it's scientifically proven that the official story is impossible to have happened.
Well, I'm not going to go through it all again. Kevin, I'm astonished that you have raised your head for it to get whacked around the ears. There's editorials in the Herald Sun and elsewhere yesterday, commentary galore. I'm, you know, look, far be it for me. If I refuse to take your call, I'm accused of censorship. If I do put you to air, I don't want people for a moment to think that I'm doing it out of any sense of indulgence. But I am yet again, 2 days in a row, totally gobsmacked.
I won't be cowed down to bullies like yourself, John.
Well, I'm anything but a bully, and nor am I a coward, but you're welcome to dish out whatever abuse you like as you attempt to prosecute your wacky theories.
As I said, if it's so ridiculous, you shouldn't have no fear in debating on it, and I'm welcome to have the debate.
I don't want to give it credibility that it doesn't deserve. I made that clear yesterday. I'm moving on. I'm grateful to you for letting us show that we don't censor. And we don't stop people even with such wacky ideas. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Kevin Bracken, yet again, 2 days in a row. He is the president of Trades Hall and the secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia. Hugh Mackay is a psychologist and social researcher.